Hare Krishna. I have three short questions. Interestingly, about Nitya Seva, these came from a Hungarian source because they're in Hungarian. And the first one is, why are we trying to develop investment portfolios for Radha Shyam when Krishna Valley is supposed to be self-sufficient, just living off the land and so on? Self-sufficiency, here is the answer. Self-sufficiency doesn't just mean living off the land. Self-sufficiency means Isha Vashamidam Sarvam, everyone living according to what is their quota, what you have a right to. What does Krishna have a right to? What does Radha Shyam have a right to? Bhaktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Krishna says, everything belongs to me. I have a right to everything. So, what to speak of a couple of investments, if Radha Shyam are, and they are, the Ishtadevas of Hungary, then all of Hungary belongs to them. They should have all of the property. Everything should belong to them. All the land, all the real estate, everything should be in their domain. Then that's real self-sufficiency, because we're sufficient or we're self-sufficient based on what actually belongs to Krishna. Self-sufficient means don't be dependent on artificial things. Just be dependent on what Krishna gives and what is Krishna's. And that is what is Krishna's. So we're not trying to build up some kind of wealth portfolio for devotees. We want to build up wealth portfolio for Radha Shyam, because everything belongs to him. He is Narayan. He is the supreme goddess of fortune. The second question is, we want to change the whole world, but at the same time we're accepting the support of, well, it's what we have in Hungary, is that people can give 1% of their tax-deductible income to the religion of their choice. So he says, how can we make a revolution with this type of corrupt system? Obviously, a devotee who's asking the question, or the person who's asking the question, isn't really very clear about the principles of Krishna consciousness. We want to make a revolution. Our revolution is not about poverty. Our revolution is that everything should belong to Krishna. So here are these people in Hungary, fortunate people, who have the ability to actually directly give to the religion of their choice. And this year, 35,000 households, 35,000 taxpayers, which means means a whole family. You can imagine that discussion goes on over the kitchen table. Who will we give? Who will we support? And they say, we're going to support the Krishnas. 35,000 happens to be out of 10 million. I think it's either half a percent or 4%. In either case, it's a big number of the population of Hungary. And they're performing direct devotional service. They're being given the opportunity by the government, and this is the way it should be, to gain, in this case, not just pious credit, but they're gaining devotional service. These people are going to become devotees because they're consciously supporting the Krishna consciousness movement. What could be more fortunate? And hopefully their 1% will become, in due course of time, 50%, because that's the ideal religious formula, is to give half of your income. And last question, what's the last question? Is do we just accept money from anyone? And I guess that refers back to that, for anyone no matter how sinful they are and how they've earned their money? The answer is yes. We don't encourage sinful people, and we don't want people to acquire funds by sinful means. We want them to do it properly, by dharmic means. But by giving, they become purified, and ultimately their donations, they will become dharmic. Their giving will be dharmic. So Krishna says, Tatkaroshi Yadishnashi, yes, just give to me. So whatever you do, you just give it to me. So we're following that formula. Whatever we do, we should give to Krishna. And we'll encourage people to give to Krishna. And we'll encourage people to live a pious life, not to commit sinful activity. But certainly, whatever they do, they should give. And they will become purified. And they'll become benefited. Krishna is all pure. Om Purnam Mada Purnamidam. Excuse me. Om Pavitra Pavitrova Sarvabhastan Gatopiva. Yes, whether you're pure or impure, if you remember Krishna and these people are remembering Krishna, then Krishna will, like fire, whatever you put into it, he'll purify, like the sun. Even the dirtiest thing, the dirtiest place, then he will purify it. So we hope that answers those questions, and Hare Krishna.